Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone that listens to our show. I'm Veronica McMillan, the host for tonight for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. My co-host Francine Humphrey is not here this evening, but of course I'm flying solo, but I will do my very best to bring to you a topic that I believe is just important. We're going to bring it down to just women tonight, just having conversations with women. But before I get started with that, let me just share a little bit about Issues Concerning Women and the Micro Nonprofit Network. Issues Concerning Women was founded by the host of this show, Francine Humphrey. It focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, yours truly is the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network, and our goal is to help small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501(c) organizations. Both Francine and myself, our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing and in retirement, exercise and nutrition, entrepreneurship, relationship building, adult literacy programs. And that's basically what both of us try to do in what we do. Although Francine's is more on the side of empowering women and mine's on the side of empowering women through nonprofit entrepreneurship, we both have a heart for women. And tonight, this is what it's about. Some time ago, I started doing, it was actually in 2014, I started doing what we call soul work groups. And so soul work groups is where women gather together and just have authentic conversations. So tonight is going to be one of those nights where, since I'm flying solo, and I wanted to speak to our women's audience, and thank you while I'm on that. Thank you all for listening to us. We so appreciate the fact that you all tune in every Thursday night and our listening audience is growing. We so appreciate you all. Of course, this is internet radio, and if anything happens and our lines go off, we go hurry and quickly get back on the line. But tonight, basically, I really want to speak from the heart, and I will open the lines up for those of you all who want to tune in to the conversation because I think that this is going to be important. My heart was heavy this week. Because we utilized a great friend of mine. She basically collapsed in the office, and they were not able to revive her. And it pierced my heart so dearly. I just came back off of vacation and found out that she had passed away. And so what I want to say to every woman, every man, wherever that you are in the world, love on people. Let people know that you care for them and that you love them and learn to take life a little bit easier. Take it more lightly because none of us know the day nor hour that we're going to leave here. And so we want to take every opportunity to take every minute to love on everyone, to do the very best that we can. And so we pray that basically that will happen. And we will just keep on doing what we're doing. I already hear that there is a disconnection on my end of the telephone line. And so if I go off of the air, I'll probably have to come back on using another telephone because this one is tending to beep and letting me know that it may not be working for long. So hopefully I can keep on going without it going off too much longer, but basically I am going to continue on and doing what I do here, and that is to just really talk about the topic tonight is letting go and resting. And so I wanted to just basically have that topic for us to talk about, because that is an issue. Letting go and resting is what I believe is important for women who are out here grinding every day. You know, you're doing what you got to do, and you're at that place where you're saying, is this really worth it? Is it working for me? And I say to you that, yes, it is working. And so I thought about this as I was talking to two of my spiritual daughters and basically talking about this particular issue and having them to tell me some of the concerns that they had. And I wanted to basically make sure that we really, really discussed that topic of letting go and allowing ourselves the time to rest. And so what I want to do basically is to have you all to kind of tune in and listen to some of the information that I'll be talking about tonight. So here it goes. I did this probably about
Hey, you all, sorry about that. That's what I'm referring to when it's technology. My phone just went out on me, and I'm hoping that that you all will be able to hear me because I'm using my cell phone. And so I said, technology is crazy, but nevertheless, I'm back on the line, and we're talking about tonight. We're primarily talking about letting go, how important it is to let go, because I think for as women, what we do is we have that tendency to take on too much. And so I was reflecting and I said, letting go is a process. First, you have to let go in the mind first. You have to do it little by little, little by little. And then you have to admit, I was thinking about this the other day when I was talking to both of my spiritual daughters, and we were kind of having this conversation about letting go and the importance of letting go. And so one of the things that I told them, I said that one thing that I found out in this whole process of letting go is that we have to let go of perfectionism. Perfectionism is an area that I believe is killing us as women. And until we get to that place where we understand the importance of, you're not going to be perfect. You just have to let life be and let yourself just be. Because perfectionism tends to have us in that place where we're constantly comparing. We're constantly looking at ourselves and realizing that, oh, my God, I can't make it. I can't do that. And it is just basically one of those things where you just say, okay, all right, here we are. What do I do now? Perfectionism is not the thing that I think for women who are letting go is the thing that you need to have. You have to learn to just say, okay, to me, whatever that I'm going through, there's going to be flaws in the things that I do, but all is well. Here's another thing that I was thinking about. When we're thinking about letting go, understanding that letting go is a process, one thing that I know that we have to do is we have to let go of the strong superwoman syndrome. I wrote that down on paper because I kept thinking about that. What does that mean? What does the strong superwoman syndrome mean? And I think what that means for most women is that we're trying to do everything. I remember I taught at two colleges, and one of the things that I told my students is that word strong, I think for a lot of us, that tends to be something that we try to hold up to what others think strong looks like. What does the image of strong look like for you? And so for many women, I think that basically what we have to do is understand that no matter what is going on, you still have to be, you allow yourself to be vulnerable. You allow yourself the opportunity to take time to breathe, because that was something that I wasn't doing. And being able to just get in and just say, oh, I know that I can't do 10,000 things, and we try. There are many successful women my daughter-in-law just the other day. She's a young woman, and she wants to do everything. She's a young mom. She's an entrepreneur. She started another company. She works for a company, and she's still, you know, just grinding it out. And I was saying to her, I said, you're not a superwoman. It is okay to just be okay to be you. It's okay to say, I can't get this done. It's okay to not take the kids to everyone, because you all know how we do. We get involved in 10,000 things, and it just doesn't work. And so basically, I would say, let go of the superwoman syndrome. So if you're listening and you want to chime in with your two cents worth, what does perfectionism mean to you? What does that letting go of the strong superwoman syndrome? If you want to chime in, you can call in at 1-661-554-9123, because I'm Veronica McMillan, your host, talking to you on Letting Go. Letting Go. Letting go for resting. I'm having technical difficulties tonight, and so I just want to make sure that you all can hear me. I had to call back into the station, and I'm not sure if you are able to hear what is going on. The switchboard is saying one thing, and I'm looking at something else, but I want to make sure that all is well, and hopefully I will try doing this one more time. And we will go again. All right, if you're hearing the show, if you just call in and let me know that you're hearing, because we have some technical difficulties going on, and I'm not really sure what that is. I can hear some clicking in the background, and so I'm just going to keep on going on and see what happens from now. So I was talking with you all about just kind of letting go for the purpose of resting, letting go of that strong woman syndrome, letting go of perfectionism, let go of a false belief about myself, letting go of a false belief about myself. I think that's so important because, again, I was, again, talking to my spiritual daughters and saying to them, basically, what do you believe? That was something that they said, that I said to them, what do you believe? And so that means you have to go back and ask yourself the question, how am I living my life, and what do I believe about my life? How am I living my life, and what do I believe about my life?
Sorry for all of the technical difficulties tonight. I just can't believe how much difficulty that we're having tonight. I had one phone to go out and then another phone to go out, and we're down to our last few minutes on letting go and resting. I just couldn't believe that the phone systems, but that's what I said, that sometimes when you have telephones and technology and all the things that's going on, it gets real, real crazy. So anyhow, what I wanted to do while I got these still maybe like 10 more minutes in this is to get back on that topic again of letting go for resting, the importance of resting as women, because I don't think that we do a good job at it. I really don't. I was talking about before the technology went out on me and the phones started acting real crazy, and again, that would just freak everybody out or some people out. What I decided was like, okay, hey, I can't control the phones. I can't control any of this. I'm just going to call back in. And so I think that one of the things that that we have to do, and I said this when we were on a little while ago about letting go of perfectionism. I know for some people this would have freaked them out, that, oh, my God, the show did not go perfect. Well, Francine and I have been doing shows now for
little over 2 or 3 years, and so we know that these moments happen. And so I wanted to just jump back into what I was saying about the superwoman, the strong superwoman syndrome is something that I think that we got to let go. And then we have to let go of false beliefs about ourselves. I think that sometimes as women that we believe the lie. We believe the lie that we're not good, that we're no good, and that we're not worthy of love, that we're not valuable. And that's just simply not true. It's simply not true, and that we cannot get ourselves stuck in that place where we're believing the lie about ourselves. Something else that I wrote down here as I was thinking about this today, because, again, as I said to you, with a heavy heart this week, having to deal with the loss of a dear friend of mine, I really, really, really questioned, you know, what am I doing? Am I going ahead and doing things that I really just need to lay down, let go? And so what I came up with was that I was going to lay down my rocks. Lay down my rocks. Stop trying to make something work when it wasn't working, and just let things just flow easily. Just try not to force it. And I think that's what we do, and I think that's part of that superwoman, that strong superwoman syndrome that that happens, is that we tend to try to fight with everything that we got. You know what I mean? I think we're doing everything that we know to do, and it's still not working. And we try to grind even harder. I say stop grinding and just put your rocks down and let things just happen. Let things just flow to you. I wrote down letting go was also trying to be God in other people's lives. I know that is an area in my life that I struggle with. It is trying to control something, you know what I mean? And I think that basically for women, that's an issue for us. Letting go of trying to be God in somebody else's life. I'm married, Francine is married, and of course, you know, we got our husbands, and we are, I was going to use that word strong, but we are entrepreneurs, and we are strong. Strong in the sense that we realize that there's vulnerability in strong as well. And I found myself trying to control my husband. And you know, a man does not want any woman trying to control him, because he's going to buck on you every time. And so I just really, really, really just said, you know what? All is going to be well. I am just going to continue to do, you know, what I do, and continue to keep pressing forward. But I'm not going to be God in his life. I'm just going to continue to love me, but I'm going to let that go, because that creates frenzy, that creates craziness, when we should just be saying, okay, I'm not God in anybody's life. I'm just trying to love the God that is in my life. I am being all that I can be. I think also in letting go and just resting is let go of the way you thought things would be or could be, which is big for me. Because I fought so hard for things to look exactly the way that I wanted it to look. And then when it didn't go that way, oh, I was tripping real hard. I was really, really, really trying to figure out, why isn't this working? And that goes back to the point I just made, where you just have to let go of your rocks. You have to let the rocks go. You just have to put your rocks down and say, let me stop fighting. And is it something that I need to be doing? I am really now at this particular point with a nonprofit, really kind of thinking again, it's like, okay, are we going in the direction that we're supposed to be going? Are we fulfilling the mission and the vision of the organization? Are we really taking time to do the business the best that we could do it? Are we being good stewards of the money? And if not, then basically, you know, just slow it down again. Whenever you're in business and things are not going, no matter what kind of business it is, for-profit or non-profit, when things start to go crazy and you can't get your arms around it, it just seems like it's spinning out of control, like this radio program tonight, just put your rocks down a minute. Go back to the basics. Just put things down a minute and go back to the basics and start looking at, where did things go wrong? Am I trying to fit a square peg into a round hole? What am I doing? So stop trying to make it work. Forget how you thought it should be or what others told you it should be, because all of us get into that rat race where we're trying to do and to be and to act like somebody else wanted us to be. And you know that's a crazy space to be in. That's a real crazy space to be in, trying to be what somebody else wants you to be. You just can't. And so I think let go of the way you thought it would be or would be, and just allow it to flow, because God knows exactly how he wants it to be for us. And then before our time runs out, let go of other people's opinions and focus on what you believe about yourself. I said to my spiritual daughter the other day, I said, what is your opinion about yourself? Because that's what's going to matter the most, because that goes right back to the mind. When we're saying letting go is a process. And when we understand that it is a process, then we will continue to move in the direction that is going to be best and beneficial for us. Learning to lift us up as women is so important to do that. Learning to love each other. Learning to go across the aisle and meet and greet women who are not within our circle of influence, who are not necessarily going down the same track that we're going down, but yet these women understand the importance of sisterhood and collaboration. And I think it's just so important that we began to do what we got to do with women and love each other. And the number one way of loving ourselves and other sisters is just basically let go. And we've all heard the term, for those of us who are spiritual and followers of Jesus Christ, we all know what it means when we say let go and let God. Let go and let God is one of those things where you say, you know what, I'm letting go of my agenda, and I'm taking hold of God's agenda, and I'm allowing whatever issues that I have, I'm placing them on the water and let them float. And the answers that need to come into my own life, in my own space, they come to me because God knows what is best for me. And we have to, as women, begin to celebrate those moments, because I don't ever want for any sister that I love, the way I had this sister that passed on us. It was such a shock to us, God. It was such a shock to us, you all, that in her funeral, it was all I could do to not sob to the point where everybody was like, oh, my God, you really need to comfort her. It was everything that I can do, because it was just a shock for us. No one knew she wasn't sick, that she just collapsed in her office. And you know what? I bet you she was carrying some of the stuff that I was talking about in terms of letting go. I bet you she was carrying, and no one knew about it. And I don't think that that should be our testimony. I think that we have to learn to let go to rest. We have to let go and understand that letting go is a process. We have to let go little by little, because you let go in your mind first. And if you get that, oh, my God, it's amazing. It's amazing when you get that. I don't want to leave off this station tonight with all of the technical issues that I have, and don't mention my friend and business partner, Francine Humphrey, who is the president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. You can reach Francine at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to www.issuesconcerningwomen.org to connect with her. And, of course, I'm Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. You can email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com, or you can go to www.micrononprofitnetwork.com. And get any information regarding nonprofit, starting nonprofits. My primary focus is working with a small startup nonprofit. But Francine and I both dearly love women, and we know the importance of just being a sister to women, and that is what this radio show is about. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is really about the empowerment of women. So when we have these moments, yes, we bring guests on a weekly basis so that the community can know, but we also want to take these moments where we just kind of sit back and relax and talk to women about what it is that they want and how they want, and be able to be a blessing to them. And that's what this show is all about. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is women talking to women. And our goal is to always be able to have
women to have a voice on our show as well as in the community. I thank you all so much for listening tonight. And as I said, basically let go. I just want to go basically over those things in the letting go and resting process. Remember, letting go is a process that you have to let go in the mind first before anything else happens. Letting go, let go of perfectionism because it's killing us young women. Let go of the strong superwoman syndrome. Let go of the false beliefs about yourself. Let go of trying to be God in other people's lives. Let go of the way you thought it could be or would be. Let go of what others' opinions about you are, and just focus on believing in who you are. And then I want to end with this. Go in the mirror every morning, or get in the mirror every morning, and do what I call the love affirmation. Stand before the mirror and just say, I love me. I really, really, really love me. So it's been a blessing. Although technical difficulties has plagued us tonight, we kept pushing through. We made it through. And I'm thanking you all so much for being a part of Issue Concerning Women, the radio show. We'll be back with you all next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. with my host, Francine Humphrey, president and founder of Issues Concerning Women, and, of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network. I look forward to talking with you all. Make it a great day. Kiss someone that you love tonight. Let a stranger know that you walk in love. Do all that you can to be the best that you can be. We will talk with you later. Bye-bye now.